Thank you for holding. Is this Lavelle?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lavelle. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, yes, sir.
Ah, so far so good. It's been a pretty busy morning, but it's a good problem to have. Make the day go by faster. Got a weekend in front of me. I can't complain. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Well, if they pop up, you just let me know. The major benefit to you in our conversation today is that we even have a listing available for Google Places. Did Tara kind of explain to you where the Google Places guys are?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So there's like American Stream LLC up there, Eco Carpet Pro, and CNC Carpet Care. You heard of those guys?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
That's where we're talking about listing Crowder's Carpet Cleaning. There's only three that actually show in this section, so that means one of these guys has either discontinued their placement or is relocating to another area. But usually when that happens, Google will give us a list of the guys that they feel qualify. And then my reps like Tara, we call out until we fill that spot. Once we fill that spot,
now, my question to you is because the area I stay in is kind of like deep Suffolk. Now, my question to you is because even though I stay out here, I was wondering, should I be actually located somewhere else where it's like kind of heavy populated? Because out here, there's really not a lot of people, out here. Even though it's an upcoming city is being built up, I just want to know if this is actually the right place for me to actually be at.
One of the major benefits to these listings is that you could cover up to a 50-mile radius, and you could cover up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So within that service area, there's a pretty solid population. It's just they're not right next to you.
Okay.
So you'll have to do some driving, but, I mean, if you're willing to head towards, you know, Chesapeake and Norfolk, there's definitely opportunities there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The guys that are up there now are getting calls every day, so I don't anticipate it being any different for you. The only things that will look different for you is, like, you won't have the reviews that they have yet, you know, because you're new.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We'll have to build you your .com site to make sure you have your site, too, but that's not a problem. I mean, we'll do all the legwork as far as generating calls. Once you're a client of ours, that's our problem, right, because it's a month-to-month service. The only way we get paid is if you get paid, right? So we know that.
Yeah.
So if we don't get your phone ringing or put you in position to be successful, then we're going to lose you as a client, and we're not going to make money either. So we're pretty aware of the market, and it's also dependent on you, though. I mean, you want to make sure that, you know, you're available to take, you know, as much job opportunity as you can. But also cherry pick too. You know, if you get guys that, you know, one guy's calling you for a bigger job, one guy's calling you for a smaller job, it's on the same day. We expect you to take the bigger job, you know, try to maximize your bottom line there. But I don't know if that fully answers your question as far as, like, the service area, though.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, we already knew you were in Suffolk, and you're in the 23434 zip code. We don't have, like, the exact address, but Google gave us that information. But I see you're doing Home Advisor.
Yeah.
Do you like that service?
Home Advisor. Oh, hold on.
It's Home Advisor by Angie's. It says you're on.
Yes. I just started.
Okay. Gotcha. The reason I was asking, actually, I just saw it, and I know those guys, they use Google in order to get a lot of the leads that they sell. The problem people have with it is that the leads go to like three or four other people, and then they charge you the lead fee even when you don't get the job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like pay per lead, not pay per job. So it's like sometimes you're just paying a lead fee for nothing.
Yeah. That's what I said. I'm just trying to get my name out there because I think as soon as I finish with that, all my money I spent all up in that, I'm just going to not deal with it no more.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the most cost-efficient thing, but you have the right idea or the right logic in getting your business online. you know. It's almost like you're not in business or you don't exist yet until you do something online. So I'll give you credit for that one, but it's not a long-term solution, you know. You don't want to pay per lead forever. You'll end up like paying 4 or 5 lead fees before you land a job, and that actually eats up a lot of the profit that your business should be getting to start the business
and
move it in the right direction. So we have different packages and pricing structures. Do you get texting on this line?
Do I get texting?
Yeah, on this phone number?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to shoot you a text. It sounds like you're working, but I feel like if you can see this, it'll make the conversation go a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And if you scroll down, you'll see the different packages. So what Tara's asked me to do, and the reason why I jumped on the line, is she wanted me to apply a new in business credit to your online listing. So what I was thinking what I could do with that new in business credit is I could put you on the platinum package bundle. It's usually $599 with a $299 setup fee because it includes like your website, Facebook ads, Bing. It's an A to Z online marketing campaign. Basically will be your one-stop shop for all your online advertising. But what I was thinking I could do is like I could waive the setup fee and then I'm willing to reduce your monthly rate by 50%. And lock you in at that discounted pricing structure. So it'd be $299 on a month-to-month basis. That's with the website, all the bells and whistles included. I feel like that'll really jumpstart the business, but also, you know, you're working with a premier Google partner. It's got 20 years of experience doing this. So we'll be able to go in there and make sure everything's getting set up properly, get your phone ringing with qualified clients, and then, you know, maybe this time next month you part ways with the Home Advisor listing.
Okay, I wish I would have called me earlier.
Well, we only call out when there's a spot open. You know, there's only 3 spots, so we have one open, and we actually haven't had an opening over the last 6 months. So I think the timing is actually about as ideal as it could get that your business is still new. Some people start a company, and they don't have a shot at one of these listings for, like, a year or two, you know.
I had a question as far as the website. Do y'all actually build a website for me, or how that works?
Yeah, so we'll purchase a domain name for you. So we'll go for like CrowdersCarpetCleaning.com. We'll develop all the content, do all the graphic design, all the legwork on it. And then we also provide hosting. So any changes or tweaks you want to make to it while you're using our services, it's just a phone call. You let us know what you want to do and we do it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, we walk you through everything and make sure everything's working. We're not getting paid unless you're getting paid. So if we want to see you come back each month, website's got to look how you want it to look, you know, you got to show up top recommended for each individual keyword that we list you for, and clients got to come in. It's not just about calls, you know, we want conversion.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, if I could approve a pricing structure like that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Look at the pricing right now.
Yeah. So it's the platinum bundle. So platinum's usually, it says most popular, it has a little ribbon. It's like one of the last packages, actually. It's usually $599 with a $299 setup fee monthly. So usually your initial investment with all those products and features is $898, and then you're paying $599 per month. That's what American Steam has. That's what Eco Carpet Pro has. But I waived your setup fee, and I reduced the monthly cost by 50%. So it's just $299. It's about $3 above what it cost us wholesale, but our goal is to work with you long term. So if this works how I anticipate it working and you end up using it for, you know, the next 6 months to 5-6 years, you know, then that deal makes sense for us. And I think that's what'll happen.
And so if I involve with this right now, how much I pay right now? $299?
Yeah, if you want to give it a shot, you're only committing until the 27th of November. It's a true month-to-month service, and it'll be exactly $299. There's no other charges.
Month-to-month, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you right now because I want to do it, but it's a big but because I have actually that I have right now going out, and that's what all my insurance. I pay for my vehicle right now.
Yeah.
I'm paying for my certificate of insurances right now. I have liability insurance. I have commercial insurance for my vehicle and workers' comp. I gotta actually look at my funds right now because I don't want to sit there and say yes to something and then don't have the money to actually put into it.
No, that makes sense 100%. Yeah, that makes sense 100%. I mean, I'll be transparent. I appreciate you being transparent, actually, by the way, because I know that's something that I don't want to say, but it's the truth. You know, I get it. Like I've worked with a guy recently who did this, and you know, starting a company is just expensive, right?
Yes, it is. I'm seeing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of expenses in the beginning. You know, that's what they don't tell you. There's no how to start a business school, right? They don't want us to get rich. So, I mean, there are some books. You can find an idea if you do your research. But, you know, a lot of times it is your spending. You know, sometimes it takes businesses a year or 2 years before they're actually, like, profitable with everything that they invest into the company. But what I can say is, like, doing something like this will definitely accelerate you into profitability. And then I've also worked with a guy recently who was candid enough to tell me that he didn't have the money and he put it on a credit card. And this was a full price package. So, but what he found was like he was able to generate return on investment within that first month. Also, it's a write-off for your business. It's considered a business expense when you do Google advertising. Marketing is business expenses. So he was able to write it off, you know, or once I told him he was able to write it off, he was like, okay, you know, and then he was also, once he was on board with us, he was able to generate positive return in the first month. So he'd already offset the cost. Now, albeit this guy, he was building decks. The decks that he builds, I mean, they have like metal tin roofs. He's getting like 20, 30 grand for one conversion, you know. I know that's not the same situation for you. We'll probably need to get you like 3 or 4 jobs realistically in order for it to feel comfortable, you know, moving forward, but that's easily doable. And then if you fast forward, you know, 2-3 months from now, let's say, you know, you pass up on it today, and then now you do want to get on Google, there's not a spot open, you're stuck paying per lead.
Exactly.
It's going to cost a lot more money to pay per lead over the course of the next X amount of time. Again, they're just reselling you leads they're getting off of Google. So we're cutting out your middleman and allowing you to just get calls from people directly off the first page.
Okay. Yeah, that mic can work. Hopefully,
I'm telling you, if you compare them side by side, it's going to be a no brainer for you. You'll know exactly what you're spending each month. You'll get a lot more opportunity.
Yeah, y'all took a pay, and I was starting getting calls like starting when. Like, when did it actually start to know? I mean, if I think doing a website about it, that's going to take a little time.
Yeah, so websites, they usually take about 3 to 5 days. I could fast track it, try to get it closer to like that 3-day mark. But that's not even the real time consuming part, I think, because we kind of have graphic designers in-house that are able to put together sites really quick. What's more time consuming is on your part. There's a form that you have to fill out. It's called a Google verification form. I could actually... So it asks for like pictures, basically. Google tells you like send in any like required license or insurance for your state. They'll send like an invoice, a photo of the workplace, the work vehicle, license plate. You could hide the license plate number, but they just want to make sure, you know, it says VA on it. But yeah, so I mean, I have guys, some guys get that back to me in like 2 to 3 days. Some guys get it back to me in like 7 to 10 days, but I want to put a point of emphasis on that because, you know, we could do all the legwork on our end to have you up and running in just a couple of days. But if we don't have those photos and that verification from you, you know, then we can't actually post it. So you won't be getting the phone calls, you know?
I got you.
Yeah. So like I could sign you up today. We could do a client interview today. We could work on it over the weekend, you know, and then have something to show for website and everything by Monday, Tuesday. Do it, and then, you know, it's just a matter of you sending in those photos. I'm sure you could probably get them in over the weekend if you really focused on it. Also, they send you a pin in the mail called a pin verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. And there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you too. that kind of marks your location. We could hide your address. You don't have to display your address, but we do send that PIN. And you only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business. So once we do your Google verification, even if you leave us like 2 years from now, Lavelle, you still have all your reviews. You're still a Google verified business. They just won't see you when they're typing in carpet cleaning. But if they look up Crowder's Carpet Cleaning, all your reputation will still be there, and that'll serve you a lot better than HomeAdvisor, because you cancel HomeAdvisor, all the reviews, everything you've done to that point just gets shut down. They kind of hold you hostage.
Okay. See something.
So it won't be an immediate turnaround, but we should be able to show you return on investment in the first month. Obviously, month two will be more profitable for you because you won't have to go through that setup period again once we've got you verified and everything up and running.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you show us $2.99. That's it for the
yep.
first month.
It'll be exactly $2.99 every month. I locked you in for that rate.
Okay.
And then we send you the invoice receipt, and I'll send it to you in writing, too, in your service agreement, so that way you have it on file.
Okay. And how does payment go? I mean, let's say next month, and I said I was, if it actually is, if it does work the way I'm planning to work, I don't have no problem paying what I owe. So that's no big deal. But what's the question? I'm getting old, man.
You don't sound old.
Oh man. Do they automatically take the payment out?
I would set it up to auto process every month on the 27th. So today's your start date.
Okay.
It says in your service agreement, I mean, it's set up to automatically bill each month on the 27th day. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, no funny business. You know, you just let us know. Okay. We could stop the billing. I don't think you're going to cancel, but just full disclosure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got to make sure I got the funds to do this. let's try it.
It's an exciting thing. I mean, it's like you're making your business legit, finally. It's the icing on the cake. All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 757-769-3209.
Yes.
Okay, and is your last name Crowder, like the business name?
Yes.
Okay, so yep. Lavelle Crowder. And you capitalize the L and the V in your name, right?
No, it's just the L. Just the L.
Okay, leave the V lowercase?
Yeah.
All right, I like it. And you spell it L-A-V-E-L-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then what is your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It is Crowder's.
carpetcleaning@aol.com. Verify. Okay, got it. And then what is the business street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
199 Peck Lane. P-E-C-K Lane.
Okay.
Suffolk, Virginia.
Okay, I found it. 23434.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they had city, state, and zip in there already. Do you want me to hide your street address online?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll hide it. It'll still have city, state, and zip, but it just won't have the actual street address, and we'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have a logo yet for the business?
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. And then I'm also going to send you a email for you to send in your logo and any photos that you have, maybe some work that you've done in the past or some before and after shots, send those in too. It'll give us a head start on your .com, and we'll have some of those photos on like your Google business profile, the Facebook business page. Date. We'll use those. Are you getting those text messages?
This is your actual direct number.
Yeah, it's the same as our customer service line, but you have to hit 544. Yeah, if you want to call me direct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have 24/7 customer service. So if you hit extension 1 and it's like after hours and I'm not here, or like over the weekend, there's still always an operator available to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And update. Okay. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I tell everybody else. I take my kids to daycare and see the kind of job my wife has.
I got two of them myself, so I get it. Yeah. We try not to pay for any kind of daycare, so we like work opposite schedules. It's crazy.
Yeah, but I got a 2-year old and a 1-year old, and both of them in daycare.
That's
the crazy part about it. Like, you got to come pick them up. That's the thing I hate about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if I'm working.
But you guys did it right. My boys are kind of like a couple years apart, and they're just like, they're not at the age where they get along really. It's like, don't touch my stuff. They're like fighting all the time. It's crazy, but it's good to have two of them and not just one. Like we kind of went through it with the first one, and we were like, okay, we're going to croak one day. He needs to have a buddy.
that's
the right way to do it.
My hours are like from, I want to say, because they got to be picked up by 5:30.
Okay.
And I usually try to have my last job at 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Shoot. So, well, how early do you start then?
I can start earliest, like I said, 6:30. So I can take the kids to daycare at 6.
Okay.
So I can start early.
Okay. That's not bad. 6:30 to like 3:30?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's only Monday through Friday. What about the weekends? Do you want to have it like by appointment only? Or do they also?
Yeah, by appointment only. That's fine.
Yeah, that way they could call you, but, you know, then you can schedule something. I want to leave the opportunity.
I have Mondays off. That's kind of my day. I try to use to take care of myself as far as what need to get done around the house, my health, going to the doctors, whatever, getting things taken care of, going to get restocked on materials and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I need to take a Monday off.
You're okay with your health? And the doctors are regular visits
to
you?
Yeah, that's fine. I gotta take one day out of time. Like, if I have an appointment again, which I make it just happen on a Monday. But I wasn't busy. Things are busy. Can't never get to the doctor.
Everything's okay, though, right? I mean, you make it sound like you're...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just checking. It's not my business, but I'm just checking. I'm like, you don't sound very old to me, like at all, to be going to the doctor regularly or anything like that. But so I was just like, okay, so you have a serious condition going on?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. Yeah.
I've had some crazy stuff happen to me too. My family they all got like liver problems, and then my dad used to drink a lot, and then I wouldn't say I drank a lot. I'd probably have a drink like once or twice a week, but I was basically told to not drink at all. So I haven't had a drink in like a year and a half, just because my liver doesn't respond well to it. Like it like swells up, and if you start scarring it, then you get cirrhosis and you get liver failure and stuff. So they're like, you're susceptible to that. Some people can drink till they're 100. Some people, it's like poison, you know. So, yeah, unfortunately, because I used to like beer like a lot, just like the taste of it, you know, or watch football and stuff. Yeah, but can't do that anymore. So that's kind of why I was asking. When I was going through that, I didn't know if I had like liver cancer. They'd found like a little spot, and you know, I'm only 32, but I'm half and half. So I got my mother was white, my dad is black. And they're complete opposites. My mom passed from cancer when she was 46. Yeah, but my dad's over here, like 65 years old, going, black don't crack. And he's still going to the gym, you know. I'm like, you know, I didn't actually, I only got half of your genetics, I tell him, you know. So.
Weird. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I gotta worry about that stuff. So that's the only reason why I was asking. I've had my fair share of doctor's appointments, whereas my dad, he's 65. He doesn't believe in the doctor.
I'm 41, right? And, yeah, I try to stay on top of that health thing. I got plumbies already set up for me right now to make sure that I'm good.
Yeah. So, no, it's important. Yeah, it's very important, especially when we got little ones, too. It makes it more important.
Yeah.
I'm a weird guy. I used to, like, be bodybuilding, and then I transitioned to running. Like, I ran my first marathon this year. You know, it's...
Oh, man.
But all this stuff, like... Oh, man, it was hell. But I'm probably going to do it again. I'm actually going to try to do Ironman in Sacramento, California. To the date, it's going to be exactly October 27th of next year. So I'm exactly 1 year away from today from doing that Ironman. But,
well,
I mean...
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's just the kids like sparked it, you know, the doctor telling me... Just even going to the doctor with the kids, you know, I was like, okay, you know, these guys need me. They're not going to fare too well without their dad. So I was just like, all right, let me get on top of it. And then I found out that stuff, and I just started working out like crazy and eating better. And then it just kept going. A couple of years stacked up, and I was like, I think I can do this. And I started getting ambitious with it. Like, let's do it before the knees give out.
Myself, I still play basketball and everything. But,
yeah.
At the age I'm at, right, I lost weight. But yeah. I swear, man, I played all one day, man. I swear, I was like, I used to play every single day. And now, if I play one day, it's like, man, I got to do some dynamic stretching and all that, because if I don't, the next 2 days, I'm
especially outside on the concrete. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't play on the concrete. I retired there. I go in the gym.
Oh, yeah, that's better in the gym. They got a lot of 24-hour fitness out there?
Actually, they do. They got a YMCA right down the street from me, so I go there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So I grew up playing basketball. That was my sport, basketball and football. But, I don't go out there as much. You know, a lot of my buddies, they always give me a call, and they go, hey, come out. Cause I used to be a heck of a shooter. They used to bring me out there and just bust people up. But I hey, well, here comes Steph Curry. No, but but I got like straight away from the competitive thing. Like, guys, their egos kind of get bashed when you're playing basketball, and then they want to fight and they want to argue. And I don't know if it's just the kids and being tired, but I just stopped enjoying it for a while, and I just started doing the running thing where I was just like, all right, I'm gonna put on my oldies, put on some headphones, and just take off, and I get like a good hour or so away from the kids and everybody. You know what I mean? Just me. Just go. Just focus on not fall. And then I kind of just fell in love with that. I was like, all right, you know, let me get my exercise in. It's got a lot of benefits to it. But yeah. Just got to stay on our health with the babies, man. It's just, you got at least 17 more years.
Hey, at least 17, man. Yeah. God dang.
At least. Well, you got boy. Yeah, it is. I know. It's basically a whole life thing. Yeah.
Hey,
I got two boys. And my mom passed when I was young, and my dad was a brother. He was just like, man, my dad always worked hard. So when I was young, he let me know. He's like, look, man. Mom's not here. It's just me. It's wearing on me. You need to figure it out. And so I feel like that actually ended up giving me an advantage because I was already had a work ethic by the time I got to school and everything. And then when I got out of school now, so my two boys, I mean, you're 18. I might just you either go to college or you get outside. Yeah, if I have a daughter, I'm sure it'd be different, but. Yeah, two boys. I'm like, hey, figure it out. Only come to me if somebody's trying to kill you or something. All right, so I got your profile squared away. They're asking me, what's a good time for your client interview? Are you available today?
Honestly, well, around what time?
So they're
pretty busy.
Yeah, they sent me two different time slots for this afternoon. So I have one that's 4 to 5, and I have one that's 5 to 6. Actually, I could squeeze you in 1 to 2 also.
And 1 to 2, does it actually take that long? Takes an hour?
Nah. It usually takes 30 to 40 minutes. I mean, but they could fast track it and make it quicker, really. It's just general knowledge information. What was that?
So what is it for again?
It's a client interview. So they're going to go over like the keywords and services you provide, the service area that you cover, and then we want to get a general idea on how you want your website to look.
Okay.
So, okay. I mean, that can That's make fine. It quick, but it's not like you need to jump in front of a computer or anything.
Yeah. I know because I have my brochures made up already, and I kind of had it catered to the military, the Marine Corps, nice. Where I came from.
Nice.
I kind of got it catered to that. Yeah, if anything, I know I have it up there, discounts, 10% for first responders, military, and vets. Pretty much what I can't say I cater to, but yeah, so that's like one thing I kind of like, anything wrong with perception.
Yeah, we look out for our vets a lot over here, too. The Camp Pendleton's like right across the street from us over here.
Yeah.
So you know what that is, the Marine Corps space? In Southern California?
I think it's about, that's a Hollywood Marines, man. And we know, I know it all about it.
That's a Hollywood Marines. Yeah.
It's like they got it made over there. I came from Paris Island, so it was a little tough over there.
Ooh, yeah. No, I know that. My brother originally went to the Marines, and then he ended up being an Army Ranger. So he went to Iraq and Afghanistan. He was first and 23rd Tomahawk. He served from 2010 to 2016. He's like 5 years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah, but my brother's a vet, so, you know, we look out for our vets. That means a lot. I don't care if they're in Hollywood or anywhere. You know what I mean? You serve, especially nowadays with our crazy president. I feel bad for the guys that are in there now. So, just got to look out for them. Yeah, my brother had all kind of PTSD, though, and stuff. And when we pulled out last year, he was freaking out. I had to go down there and kind of basically spend the night with him. He was like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was paranoid. He was like, oh, they got my paperwork. And I'm like, man, these guys are like, you know, desert sand people. Like, who cares? They're not going to come all the way to America and find you. They get blown out of the water before, you know. I just basically had to keep... But then he was just also very irritated about it, just feeling like everything that they did out there to just kind of give up on it, you know, and then the people that you lose throughout that process and then to just pull out. And then ironically, yesterday we were like bombing Iran, which is weird. I don't know. We got a lot of crazy stuff going on. But yeah, last year he was really struggling with that part of them pulling out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Biden's just kind of an idiot. It kind of made it seem like everybody that died during that war was kind of like for nothing because you didn't even complete your objective.
Yeah,
it's stupid. All right, anyway, so I got your business profile created, and I scheduled that client interview for 1 to 2. I sent you a calendar invitation. You're going to get an automated text message like 10 to 15 minutes before the call just to give you a heads up. And then if anything changes, just let me know. You know, I could always reschedule it for you. But all right, so I got everything squared away. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Let's see. I guess I'll use my credit card, I guess.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Put it under my name.
Okay. Is there any middle initial on the card?
If it has them, let me see.
Okay.
It actually does.
Okay. What's the middle initial?
H. As a hotel.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN to?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you, Lavelle.
Ugh. 4060.
4060.
Yeah. 9563.
9563.
Yep. 7344.
7344.
5362.
5362. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0926.
09 of 26. And then 3-digit code on the back.
298.
298. Okay, and then there's a security question. Just for your protection, if you want to verify the identity of one of my reps when they contact you, or vice versa, if you don't sound like yourself, we'll ask you to verify the security question. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, LaBelle?
Alberta Gleason.
Gleason? Okay.
Yeah. G-L-L-E-E-S-O-N.
S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. G-L-E-E-S-O-N. All right. Save. All right. And then, all right, let me give you these dang discounts here. Okay, so this is going to be platinum. I got to reduce it to $299. Include the My Sites. This is going to be a custom website design. And then I got to waive your setup fee for you. I'll lock this in. Send it to you in your service agreement as well. Okay. All right, give me 1 second here. So, platinum. Okay. All right. And then before I can process this, I got to walk you through a voice verification. So the voice verification, it's a 60-second recording. If I say anything you don't agree with, stop me, okay?
All right.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Crowder's Carpet Cleaning, LLC.
Thank you. And do you want the LLC displayed in your business name?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly why we do this, though, because I just had it as Crowder's Carpet Cleaning, so I'll add that. And it says, please state your name and title within the business.
Avelle Hiking Crowder, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Crowder's Carpet Cleaning LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Lavelle, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. It says 24 to 48 hours, but you want to practice immediate response time. Obviously, the live calls, you know, they're going to have like a 90% conversion with a live call. But if you miss it and it takes you like longer than an hour or two to get back to them, then that rate drops down to 50%. You're basically, you're getting a home advisor lead at that point. They might go and call somebody else or talk to somebody else. So try to be mindful of that.
Okay.
Get results as fast as possible. You agree response. Okay. In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you currently have. Honestly, you shouldn't need anything else after this.
I did cut you off. Yesterday, because I wouldn't have spent what I spent yesterday. That's the case.
I took that into consideration. You know, I try to get like feel people out, get to know them. You know what I mean? And sounds like me. You know, it's like dad starting a company, two babies. You know, so I was like, okay, let me just turn us into like your one-stop shop. So I tried to just throw in like everything that I could, basically. Like you'll see the lowest package price that we have is $299, and then the most expensive package is $599. So I literally gave you our most expensive package and features, but for the lowest pricing structure. So that way, like, your website's done, Facebook's done, Bing's done, Yelp, Yellow Pages, you shouldn't need anything else online, right? And make us like your one-stop shop for everything without you having to have 100 different things going on and 100 different people trying to manage it while you're taking care of your family. So you shouldn't need anything else.
Facebook, it's something y'all, because I already had a Facebook page.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But y'all make another one or something?
No, we don't duplicate it. We'll go in there and we'll run ads through that. So you'll actually get Facebook ads. It's a Facebook business page. You add us as manager. They'll show you how to do it. And they'll walk you through it. And then we go into that page, make updates to it. Any photos you send in, we'll do like a bi-weekly posting on there. And then we run ads. So if people are actively searching for something that you provide on Facebook, they'll be able to see you. Or if they did a search on a different directory or a different search engine and then jumped on Facebook, it remarkets you to them. So you'll actually pop up to the sides of their screen if they're on a PC.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's all included in the package. That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't need anything else. That's like a perfect question to ask. Like, we don't want to duplicate any listings, and we don't want you paying for something that you already have either. So keep your overhead low. And then don't duplicate anything, because if you have two of them floating around, Google's going to red flag one of them, and they're going to tell us to fix it, you know, and then we're going to end up going in there and probably deleting it anyway. So don't pay for something that you already have, because then we're going to delete it, and then you're just wasting money at that point.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, just because we're doing everything from scratch for you here. But it is month to month. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 27th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 27th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us.
Okay.
Okay. Now in the fine print, it does state here you can discontinue or cancel at any time. No cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I hate that part. I always get all formal on you. Let me turn this off. All right. So if you go to your text messages, you should have a full outline of the agreement in writing. It'll say, like, Lavelle, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. It'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Okay. So that one's the outline of the agreement. There's also another one in there that'll say
does it have to be from the phone?
You can do it on both. I sent them to both. So I have it set up to send to both, unless you'll see there's a section in the subscription terms where you could like opt out of one. Like if you don't want us to text you and you just want us to email you. You could set it up that way. It's actually a part of this form. So, but they're both text messages and emails. But I just want to confirm that you have them in the text messages. Sometimes there's like a little delay.
Okay.
So that's why. But one of them is just an outline of the agreement. You sign off the bottom of that. The other one will say like url.localsplash.com. And that one is for you to send in photos for your Google verification that I was talking about earlier. So they're both pretty easy to fill out. I mean, the bottom one, you just click on the box. Are the subscription terms, you just click on the box at the bottom and sign your name. You just type it out. The other one, you could see, like, when it asks you for, like, license or insurance, there's a little box you could, like, upload photo, and you could just take a picture of it from your mobile device. It's a lot easier that way, and then just send it in. If you're missing anything, I will jump on a three-way call with you. I have a buddy of mine. He's a rep in-house at Google across the street, and we could just verify your listing over the phone that way, too. So,
I had a question. It says to upload a picture of my invoice. Mm-hmm. I actually have that Square machine.
Yeah. Usually from Square, like, you can go into the app and click on an invoice, and you could just screenshot it, and then it's in your files for your photos. So then you go back to that link, you click upload, and then you just send that screenshot over. But again, if it's something like you're not comfortable with that, you don't have to do that either. Like, it just fill it out as much as you can, Lavelle. And then at the bottom, it tells you, like, submit what you have. More importantly, they're looking for the license and insurance documents.
Okay.
But, you know, at the bottom, it tells you, like, hey, if there's any hiccups with your documents, like, I've had people send them in where they're, like, too fuzzy to read and stuff. We just get on the three-way and verify it. I mean, they'd much rather have the physical version, but it's not something that they're going to, like, give to your customers or, like, have displayed online. It literally just goes to their headquarters, and they put, like, a little badge on your Google business profile that lets your customers know that you've been screened and, like, you have these things, you know?
Yeah.
So either way, we'll make sure you get it. All of our clients get it, you know what I mean? And like I said, we're not getting paid unless you get paid, so we're not going to let anything stop you from getting verified. We're going to get you up there. But it helps, you know, it definitely helps you get up there a lot faster, if we could do that. If we have to do it the other way, then, you know, that definitely can cause some delays. Every day is opportunity, you know.
Now I got a question. It's my email up here. You want my email that I use for job, my work, I mean, for, that I use primarily for, well, what I do? You want my, personal email, what I use for my business?
Well, I already have one on here as Crowder's Carpet Cleaning at AOL.com. So we're using the business email.
Okay.
Yeah. And I always recommend, too, at some point, if you don't, if you haven't already, I know the company's new, but get a business account and a good tax person. Because if there's anything that I could say, like, the best thing about being a business owner is all the write-offs that you get. I mean, your gas, you know, I don't know, you go to, like, Costco, you get diapers for your kids. Those are all, you can write them all off as, like, business expenses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, they just look at the totals of the receipt, and you could just say it's, like, supplies from work. So it's, like, you know, you get a good tax person, and you get a business account, and then, you know, everything's already kind of documented in there, and everything you spend on that throughout the year, you know, it's tax exempt.
Okay.
Yeah. Put that somewhere else, like in a college fund or something, a C-130 account. You know, that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. My guys are already set up. My brother, you know, he went, the one that was in the service has like USAA and all kinds of stuff. So he actually was able to set up an account for his son and both of my boys where they get like, you're a vet, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, they have a lot of programs, and you're a business owner too. Like, you're in an ideal situation. I would definitely, get like a business account, preferably through one of their organizations. I mean, they should help with like you having good credit and everything too, right? Like the USAA, my brother has a credit union. Yeah. You should be golden. Those kids should be set up pretty nicely.
I had a question.
Yeah.
Maybe smarter because I already have a business account already.
Everything through your business account, Lavelle. I mean, obviously right now we're still sending you, I'm getting goosebumps. We're still sending you invoice receipts. So you're going to be able to write off this first payment that I just sent you. So even if you didn't do it through a business account, you still can collect your receipts. Like, you ever notice those guys when you go out and they're always collecting their receipt for everything? That guy's a business owner.
Yeah,
that's a business owner. He's just writing that off. That's all he's doing. He goes to the gas station, let me get my receipt, and they stack up all the receipts. But if the digital way to do it would be to get a business account, and then all the transactions are already there. Then you don't have to collect those receipts, and then you could just give a printout. Yeah, you could just get a printout of the report throughout the year, and you give that to your tax guy, and then your tax guy just can just go through it and just write it all off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's why they separate it, you know, because then the transaction is documented there. But if you have it on a personal, then you're going to want to collect receipts. You'll still be able to get the write-off, but you're going to want to collect the receipts so that way you can write them off.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. We could keep talking about that too. If you want more tips as we go, I could send you some articles and stuff too. We'll be touching base.
Okay.
So I have your everything squared away. You're good to go. So officially, obviously, I want to welcome you aboard and say thank you for signing up. Client interviews locked in between 1 and 2, so we're going to circle back with you then. I'll try to call you first and introduce you to that client interview technician, but if I'm on the phone, then they'll just call you themselves and introduce you, or introduce themselves to you and walk you through it, okay? And then if you need anything, again, I'm just a phone call away, so like don't hesitate. The success of your company is in our best interest, so even if it's not like particularly in our wheelhouse, let us know. You know, we want you to be successful. We're not going to make money unless you make money.
All right.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy those babies, and then we'll be talking to you shortly.
All right. You do the same, man.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.